Hey, brother. Are you busy? I want to talk to you about something. So, this is a bit awkward to talk about, but since Mom's been gone, I feel like I need to be the one to talk to you about stuff like this. She was always there for me when I needed someone to talk to, so I want to be here for you in the same way. I have a little confession to make. I borrowed your laptop yesterday, and I accidentally found something you left on there. No, I promise, I wasn't snooping around. I wouldn't do that. What happened was I opened your browser history to pull up a web page I used earlier, and I noticed, a specific link. It was, how do I even explain this? Okay, I'll just say it. It was a video of a girl giving a blowjob to a dog. The first thing I want to say is I'm not judging you. Everyone has a dark side, and honestly, I'd rather find out my brother likes to watch girls choke on dog dick over finding out other stuff. At your age, there are way worse things a guy could get into. It's hard for guys right now. They don't really have tight-knit support groups like women, and it seems like the whole world is after men at the moment. I don't blame you for watching that stuff. Especially if you do it just to forget about what's going on in the world. But brother, that video was pretty hardcore. The woman was trying to get her lips around that dog's knot as she was deep-throating it. She even got it all the way in her mouth a few times, too, and I mean, I've deep-throated guys before, but I never thought to try that on a dog. That was a crazy video, right? Oh, shit. You probably don't want to discuss porn with your sister. I get it, I do. It's just, I think we have a lot more in common than you might think. That video surprised me, but it was actually kind of hot. So, is that the only stuff you watch now? You aren't into regular porn anymore, are you? Yeah. That's a pretty normal reaction for guys after they watch too much hardcore porn. It's hard for them to train themselves to like vanilla stuff again, but sitting here and edging for hours just isn't good for you. You can seriously damage your brain over time, and I'm concerned about that. I don't want you to end up becoming a recluse. What if I make a deal with you? Instead of watching porn, you can watch me. Yes, I'm serious. I know guys need to come, so I'd rather it be in a controlled environment and so you don't go overboard with edging. I mean, I could probably do what that girl did in the video, and we have a dog. I've seen his dick a few times before. It's huge. If I put on a little show for you with our dog, will you promise to stop watching that stuff online? Good. Well, just tell me when you're in the mood, and I'll try my best for you. Oh, now? Sure. I can do that. Come here, Brutus. Come on. Hey, who's a good boy? Hey. All right. Let's find a good position for this. Can you see everything you want from this angle? One question first. You don't mind if I get myself off, right? Okay, good. I was worried it might be a little too weird for you, but if I want to do a good job for you, I need to be in the mood for this. All right, let me get him hard. He needs to be hard for me to put his cock down my throat. There we go. Whoa. That is a big cock. Holy shit. It looks so much bigger up close. I don't know if I've ever deep-throated something this big before, but I'll give it a go. Let me do some warm-up first. Fuck. So huge. I'm having a hard time getting it down. His knot is beginning to swell, too. You want me to kiss the knot during the deep throat? I think I can do that. That's what the girl did in the video, right? She swallowed his shaft and pressed her lips against the knot. She sort of grinded her lips against it. That's what you want, right? All right. I'm gonna kiss the knot for you while his dick is in my throat. Let me catch my breath. How was that? Did you like it? Fuck yeah. I can't stop rubbing myself. Seeing you over there getting off to me is so fucking hot. Let's get back to it. This time, I'm gonna stroke it with my throat. Don't worry. I'll kiss the knot every time my lips hit it. Just for you. Oh, God. It's like his knot just won't stop growing. That has to be the maximum size. You want me to put the knot in my mouth now? Oh, wow. I can't guarantee I'll do it, but I'll try my best. If I do manage to get it in, I'll hold it as long as I can. Here we go. Time to really throat some dog dick. Close. I couldn't get my lips all the way around it. Let me try again. So close. All right. I think I can get it this time. Are you ready to watch your sister swallow a dog's cock all the way? I'm gonna hold myself as deep as I can for you. God, I want to be the best dog deep throater you've ever seen in your life. Oh my God, that made me so wet. How close are you? One more time. I can do that. Just let me kiss this dog cock for you. I want you to know how much I love doing this. How much I love having this dog's dick down my throat. I might even come from this. You ready to come? Brutus has been coming for the past 5 minutes and he's still rock hard. How about this? I'm going to stroke his dick with my throat and kiss the knot just the way you like. And when you tell me you are coming, I'll gulp down his knot and look you in the eyes while you blow your load. How does that sound? Perfect. Come for me. Oh. Did you come hard? Good. I'm glad. See, wasn't that much better than porn anyway? You don't need that junk anymore now that you have a sister who's willing to deep throat a dog cock for you. I'm glad we had this talk. I think we're both on track for a better lifestyle now. So, brother, just let me know when you need me, and I'll be here for you. Even if I have to jam Brutus's dick down my throat. Okay. I'll talk to you later.